WDW
All right, welcome to the Walt Disney World Big Q, here again for episode number 8. I'm Jesse Biseglia, here with Josiah Biseglia.
Duffy
the Disney Bear.
Duffy.
What else needs to be said? We have something a little bit different to do today, and we don't have just one question, but we actually, we're calling them Would You Do It questions. Usually, before the episode, we'll sit down, we'll think of the question, and then on our own, we'll formulate our answers and come prepared with all of our responses. Well, a little bit different this time around. Josiah has would you do it questions, and I have questions, but I haven't heard his questions. He hasn't heard my questions. Basically, these questions present a scenario where you will get some kind of Disney World related reward, but you have to endure some sort of torture or payment of some sort in order to earn that reward. So, we're going to see if we would do it. Do you want to start by throwing one out there?
I'll throw out my first question. Here we go. Tailored specifically for you, because I know being the skipper on the Jungle Cruise is one of your dream jobs.
That's a dream job.
Obviously. So, your reward is you get to one visit to the Magic Kingdom. They step aside, you commandeer a Jungle Cruise vessel for one trip around. So instead of being a passenger...
Just once.
One trip.
Can I say whatever I want, or do I stick to the Disney script?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want. You're the
okay.
You're the
skipper. I would stick to the Disney script.
I think you would try to, but...
Yeah.
Well, yeah, you could go ready, you know, because you know it's coming, so you can prepare and study the script.
What do I got to do? I'll do it.
For 1 year, duration of 1 year, every day of that year, at a random time... That is undisclosed to you. You're going to have a bird poop on your head.
Oh.
Irrelevant of where you're located, you know.
That's not good.
No, it's not.
What if I'm inside all day? I stay in my house.
Irrelevant.
It just appears?
The poop appears, materializes, or a bird flies. It's always going to be undetectable by you.
So right, I don't know what's going to happen.
The bird will sneak up behind you and then fly out a window, or if you're trapped somewhere, the bird will find a way to poop on your head.
I cannot do that. There is no way I can do that. I really can't. I mean, I mean, for a whole year, I will be in situations throughout that year where I really can't have a bird poop on my head. I mean, you know, be it...
But it might not happen.
You know...
It might not happen at that time. Maybe it might happen at night.
There's 365 chances.
Or when you're showering. Just take care of it.
That would be nice.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of a point where it would be particularly inappropriate. I mean, certainly it would be difficult at the workplace, but like, you know, like... I do things, you know, if there's some sort of job interview or, you know, I play music at my church, that would be pretty awkward. Or even, sure. You know, if sure. I'm just like, talking to somebody important and then just, how do you explain? I don't know. You know, especially if I'm inside and then all year, I can't do it. I can't do it. I will find another way to take the helm of a...
I just gave you away right there. You passed it up.
My gut instinct is no on that one.
I'm surprised. I thought you'd at least have to think about it for a while for that reward. That's that says something. All right.
A question for you: would you provide one payment of never riding Spaceship Earth again? for
It's not looking good.
Well, now that I look at this, I would revise this. Now that I look at it now, what you would get is a little button in your pocket, almost like a little beep beep, you know, that opens your car doors. When you press this button, the surface of the ball changes into a high quality picture of your face. So you can press this button at any time. And then your face is on the ball, whether or not you're even there. You have control of what Spaceship Earth looks like, whether it's you know, the classic white ball look or whether it's your huge smiling face.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it a live projected image of my current face?
No, it's an image. You would get to have your picture taken for this purpose.
It's always the same image of me that will come up for the next 70 years.
Yes. Yeah, and maybe every 5 or 10 years so that it ages with you, I think would be appropriate. So that it always looks like you. You can go there and go, hey, look at that. And, you know, there it is, and there you are, you know.
I mean, that's the shining moment there, is showing it off at the park to strangers.
Yeah.
You know, hey, what do you think of that? Check this out. And then walking away would be awesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's pleasure is relatively limited, though, in that degree. Outside of that, I mean, when I'm not there, I don't really get anything out of making it my face.
Yeah, maybe just knowing that it's there, or maybe calling a family on vacation that's there.
That would be sweet. The permanent nature of your payments are killer, though.
Like, yeah.
I don't like that they're not one-time payments.
The last one's permanent.
Yeah, committing to not doing anything the rest of my life
is
very difficult.
It's tough.
To do. So, net spaceship, Earth. I mean, yeah, at surface level, it's going to be a resounding no, I think. Even after much thought, I probably would not go through with that. A great unique opportunity. I'm never going to get that chance again, so I will regretfully have to pass on that, because no one's going to offer to turn my face onto the ball. But I can't not ride Spaceship Earth. I can't not look at the castle. You know, you're taking away the heart of Disney here.
Yeah, for I really meant
very obscure things that would be great, but you just aren't necessary.
Okay, fair enough. We've each got one more. I'll do mine. For my question, what you get to enjoy is, it's the granddaddy. You and all of your friends and family, anybody you know, are all moved to Central Florida. You are given a house of your choice in Celebration, so you're living there, or a comparable house you know, in Orlando, you know, you get a decent house wherever you want by Disney World. Also, you get to choose your job. You're working in Disney World. That's your career. You get paid, about $75,000 a year. So you're making plenty of money for doing, you know, you want to be a custodian, you can be a custodian, food server, whatever. Any kind of job that you physically can effectively do. So you get you get a pretty sweet paycheck for working in Disney. Everybody you know is living in Disney. Yeah. All you have to do...
I mean, I'm ready to jump on board here. Tell me what I gotta do.
All you have to do is let... It's not funny. You have to let a doctor surgically remove one of your limbs. So you can choose whether it's an arm or a leg, but you do lose that limb.
Understood. Understood. A fair proposition, if I do say so myself. Is my career stable, or can I, if I want to do something different one day, can I do something different?
You have control over your career. Maybe you can't change every single day, but a month goes by, you say, hey, I want to try being, you know, working on Main Street now or whatever. Yes, it's very
that's nice.
Yeah,
that's nice. Limb, arm, or leg. Correct? Like, hand's not going to cut it.
Oh, no, the whole deal, yeah.
Yeah. And I get any... I mean, I can bring everybody, as many people as I want, and they all just
make it happen. This is a world...
they're going to have to get new jobs.
This is a world where it all works, and they all say, yes, I will definitely do that, and they will be just as happy living down there in that life. So there's no issues there.
They don't work in Disney and get the same benefits I get. They just have some mysterious job that grants them whatever they have here.
Yes, similar to their life currently where they live.
Career, Disney, house. I'll tell you, this is the one I'm most seriously considering. You know, you could get by without an arm, right?
You could.
It's definitely not going to be leg.
You can choose your left arm.
Again, yeah. So you still have dominant arm and two legs.
So you definitely...
I can't see how I would justify getting rid of a leg over an arm.
Yeah.
You gotta be able to move and walk and run still.
That makes sense. That makes sense. A lot of things you can't do with two arms, though. Video games, for one, you couldn't do it.
Mm.
Playing, you know...
Who needs video games?
Any sports.
When you work in Disney World.
Yeah.
How about that?
Yeah. Well, hence the question, yeah.
Wow. I mean, that's not a question I can really give a reasoned answer to right now, but again, for the sake of the show. Wow. I might do it.
Yeah.
I mean, saying yes is so scary because...
Yes, I'd see that. Limb.
Yeah. It's not going to be painful, right? You'll be out the whole procedure.
Surgically, yeah. This isn't like a pirate comes and chops at you, but it's done in a humane way.
Can I keep my arm?
I don't know if it's really humane. I was thinking about that, or I was thinking like maybe it's used in Disney World somehow as like a prop in the, you know, in the Haunted Mansion or something. But probably the doctor just he puts that wherever things.
I guess my surface level answer is yes. What I would do is go through a trial phase for a month or so where I just have an arm tied behind my back to see if I could get by. How difficult would it be?
That's a good idea.
And if I think it's worth it, I would commit and go through with it. Yeah. But it would require much more time than we have now to really make a good answer at. But it's the best exchange you've proposed so far.
Yeah, okay. I will accept that response.
That's not bad. How about this? Try this one on for size. There's a lot going on here. I'll start with what you get.
Yeah.
You know, as far as vacations go, it's the granddaddy. You're not getting relocated or any unique things once again. Well, in a way, you're getting a unique thing. It's a month-long trip, you know, longer than the average trip, I think, for most Disney-goers. And for that month, you stay at Cinderella Castle, I would assume. I guess you can stay wherever you want if you want to change from week to week and try out a few different banging resorts, go to Polynesian or whatever. Whatever you want to do, essentially, is the point of the vacation.
Okay.
Within the limits of a Disney vacation. So your month, expenses paid, Cinderella Castle, wherever you want. Go to whatever restaurant you want, any night you want, expenses paid.
Uh-huh.
And you will be in at least one of the parades.
Oh, okay.
You know, I'm not going to say every day. You don't need to be in a parade every day. You're in a parade. You head one of the Main Street day parades.
I'm getting treated well.
It's as good of a vacation as you could ever make happen.
Okay.
In the real world. So, you're going to have to endure a few things. Again, the duration of these things is for 1 year. In the span of that year, four different things that you're going to have to adhere to. Anytime it rains in that year, your hands turn to Pop-Tarts. So, you got that going on for you. Also, in addition to Pop-Tart hands, anytime you hear or in earshot of somebody and they say the word Sunday, you yell, "I'm a big fat jerk," as loudly as you can in an unrestrained fashion. So
Sunday?
Sunday is
the word.
Does
that count as the day and also the ice cream?
Just the day. Just the
day. Okay, so if someone says, "I need ice cream Sunday," I don't need to say anything.
No. That's fine. You can go to ice cream places all you want. All
right.
Number two. So, big fat jerk, Pop-Tart hands. Once a week for the duration of the year, you get spit on by Nana, Grandma. So, for those listening, your grandmother, if you should have one, or an old woman that you're very close to. There's no... Hang on. And for some reason, I didn't think that was enough. So, for once a month for the duration of the year, so 12 times... You can select the day of the month, but for the duration of that day, you pour ketchup down your pants, and you have to endure the day with ketchup in your pants,
the whole day.
Your boxers, or whatever it may be. But it can be any day of the month, so ideally a day where you're at home doing nothing.
How many times is that?
A certain day. That's a once a month, 12 times total.
I have a few questions. Pop-Tart hands. What if the Pop-Tarts get damaged? Is that do I lose my hand?
They're new Pop-Tarts every time it rains, but once it starts to rain and continues to rain. Your hands are the same Pop-Tarts. So if you eat them, if they break, whatever.
I can eat them?
Yeah.
So I can essentially just have no hands. I can eat the Pop-Tarts. Because I'm afraid of looking really, really, really weird if I'm doing something important while it's raining. Can I just eat the Pop-Tarts and say that I have no hands rather than having actual Pop-Tart hands?
I mean, yeah, that's fine. You can eat them, and you're just going to have wrist stubs.
And as soon as it dries up, my hands are there.
Yeah, they materialize, vaporize, all right. Whatever it may be.
I can deal with that. For a year?
All four of them are for the duration of 1 year.
Okay, I'm telling correct. You, I'm leaning towards yes on this one already.
Okay.
Can I choose... does this all happen during the same year?
Yeah, that's what I had in mind. So, okay. Because to create the coup de grace image of all of these happening at right. once, the potential of that is pretty great.
Pop-Tart hands, I understand that one now. Nanospit, I have no problem with at all. I can get over that. Is she going to search me out, though, or do I have to go see her?
Yeah, she's going to... She comes to you.
Okay, is well, how I envision that. That's convenient. I mean, spit, you can wipe off.
That's not a deal breaker, I don't think.
Yeah. Also, the ketchup, I like that you can pick the day. I'll take a Saturday once a month and say, hey, I'm staying home today.
Exactly, which is why I...
Ketchup I could do. What was the other one?
Big fat jerk whenever you hear Sunday.
That's the trickiest one. Can I... purposely, if I'm talking with my friends and we're saying, hey, right. man, what's your favorite day of the week? Can I plug my ears or run away? Or is the fact that that word is still said gonna take precedence?
It has to be audibly heard by you, meaning if your ears are plugged, you may still hear a muffled version of it.
But I can...
And that's good enough.
I can force the...
You can tell people, hey, don't say Sunday.
Oh, that's nice.
That's fine. But, I mean, it's still gonna come up. In a lot of instances.
It will. I can put on headphones and blast music, and then I wouldn't hear it. That's legal.
As long as it legitimately drowns out you being able to hear it in any regard, then you won't say it, correct?
Yeah. Right. And that's for a year, too.
And your friends who you inform about this are probably going to have some fun with it. You know, no big deal, but...
Yeah, you know, okay.
So they have...
Now, that's a pretty big deal.
I suppose, yeah. If they really want to rip you...
I could get pranked pretty easily. Yes.
Yeah.
You know, my first thought is yes, and it would almost seem like a grand mission that I would have is to complete this year. I like that the vacation is a full month. If it was shorter than that, it would be tough, but that it's substantial. The length is long, and it's a once-in-a-lifetime thing. So, I take a year, and I kind of have some fun with this, you know? A little ketchup pants, a little spit in the face, yelling things, you know? It would be very inconvenient, but I feel like it would be a worthy challenge, and I would heavily consider this one.
All right, I like that answer. I'm surprised Pop-Tart hands wasn't as big of an issue for you as anything else there.
I mean, when it's not raining, that's fine. When it is, sure. You know, maybe I can get some hooks or something to get by. That is going to be tough, especially if I'm doing something.
Right.
which often is the case.
I'm just trying to think of scenarios where it could be life-threatening.
Well,
where maybe like you, I don't know, driving perhaps slightly, but you see it coming if it's raining.
You say life-threatening, I say free snack.
That's true. You do get a lot of free Pop-Tarts throughout the year. So, yeah, a good answer. I mean, I tried to keep them all endurable.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Just pile on a lot of endurable things that are highly inconvenient.
That was a good one. That was a good one.
I think you made the right choice there. So there it is.
It is surely a good thing that we discussed this and we hashed these details out. So now we know where we stand with these issues. That's what we're doing.
Duffy.
Okay. Nice work, pal. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, 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 ba-da-ba-da-da. Yay!
Ah-da-ba-ba-da-da-da-da. I don't mean to push ya, I don't mean to rush. tonsil has been painting. I gotta grab that brush, then get back to the raft, so I can pick up my pass. Splash Mountain, here I come to the head of the class. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-yay, let's go to Chicopin Hill, Brer Rabbit, lead the way. I hop into my log and give a nod to Brer Frog. He's animatronic, first one of 68. So we float along looking for a laughing place, and those wicked old buzzards are such a disgrace. They mock us as we approach the cave mouth and plunge head first into the songs of the south. It's the truth.
It's the truth.
It's actual.
It's actual.
Everything.
Everything.
Satisfactual.